Thanks for joining us on The Daily.
Look, it's an absolute pleasure, Adrian. The first thing that I need to tell you, though, is that this is no breakthrough.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's the bad news story in this.
All right. No, please go for it. Tell us all about it.
This is, really sadly, this is an instance of a study being reported way too early for any results to have shown, and it's been reported as if it is a cure. The study is looking at the possibility of an HIV cure,
right?
But it's not going to have any kind of results until the beginning of 2018.
Ah.
What they reported was that a study participant had no detectable HIV in his blood. But that's really, really normal for a person who is on effective antiretroviral therapy.
Right.
So the drugs that we have to treat HIV are really, really good. And mm-hmm. what they do is they stop people with HIV from having detectable virus in their blood. And that's pretty normal. That's, you know, most people in Australia with HIV who are on treatment will have no detectable HIV in their blood.
Right. Okay. So the current drugs, what you're saying there basically are effective, or we're still working on it?
The current drugs are effective. So we have fantastic drugs that suppress HIV in the body of people who are living with HIV, but they're not a cure because you need to keep taking them, you know, every day at this point to maintain that. And if you stop taking the drugs, you'll get viral rebound. If you mm-hmm. stop taking them for long enough, eventually you'll get immune system damage, which would lead to the kind of illnesses that were associated with AIDS.
Right, okay. Now, was it irresponsible of the media to be reporting this so early, or have we
jumped
the
gap? Yeah, they've made a really big mistake. So it's great that you are reporting this in a responsible way to clarify that so that people with HIV don't think, hey, there's this cure out there that I could get.
Right.
At this stage, it's not. That's the trial is looking at that. What it's going to do is, some of the people in the trial, in addition to antiretroviral drugs, will be put on a couple of different agents to try to stimulate what they call the latent reservoirs where HIV hangs out in the body. Even though you mightn't have it in your blood, it's in other reservoirs in the body.
Right.
So these kinds of studies are trying to flush out those latent reservoirs. But we don't yet know whether that's going to happen. We don't know whether it's going to be effective.
Okay. Now, is awareness of HIV still a big issue? Is that something that's still a message that still needs to get out there?
Look, absolutely. We still have over 1,000 new HIV infections in Australia every year.
Wow.
People, and we're one of the good countries in the world. So people need to be aware of HIV. People need to be aware also that if somebody suspects that they have HIV, get tested.
Hmm.
If you've been risky, get tested.
Hmm.
Because the treatments are fantastic. The treatments will keep you alive. Obviously people are afraid of, of things like testing. It's understandable. But people can live very, very long and healthy lives with HIV if they get tested, if they get onto these treatments, if they adhere to these treatments.
Now,
so that's a really good news story.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that should be spread about the whole community, isn't it? It's not just, one particular sort of sexual orientation. Is that right?
Well, in Australia, it's primarily men who have sex with men, but it's not only men who have sex with men.
Ah, right. Okay.
So, everybody needs to be careful about their sexual health and, getting tested for STIs, talking to mm-hmm. your doctor about whether you've been at risk is important because you do find people who've had who haven't anticipated that the sex that they were having was risky, who have acquired HIV.
Right. Now, is reporting on the HIV topic as a news story, is it good for the cause, do you think, or does it hinder it a little bit?
I think it's important to have HIV stories in the news because, worldwide HIV is a really, really important infection. It's, one of the leading causes of death of people who are in their, reproductive years of life.
Yeah.
And it can have, huge effects on productivity and things worldwide. So it's good to have stories out there, but you need to also understand that HIV shouldn't be something that people are afraid of
mm-hmm.
because it is treatable and the treatment is excellent.
Right.
And so knowing that and knowing that people can get help, people can continue to work, people can continue to have families with HIV.
Wow. Still live a normal sort of life.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know, if they find out they have HIV and if they get onto treatment, if they don't get tested and if they wait until their immune system is significantly damaged before, you know, finding out there's something wrong, then that is where you're going to find that, you know, it can be harder to treat at that stage. And it can mean that, you know, you're left with, you know, residual problems.
Right, okay. So is the end in sight? Do you think we will have a cure sort of in the coming years?
Look, I really do hope that we have a cure, but I hope that we have a cure that's going to be applicable for everyone.
Right. When you say everyone, how do you mean there?
I guess I mean for everybody who's living with HIV, regardless of how long they've had HIV and where they live.
Right.
At the moment, for example, the study that was reported from the UK is only looking at people who were very, very recently infected with HIV.
Ah, okay.
So there are different points. So very, very early in infection is seen to be perhaps an opportunity where you might be able to get some kind of, you know, flushing out of those viral reservoirs to occur.
Right.
Before we get to a stage where there's some kind of cure that might be appropriate for everybody with HIV, I think we're looking quite a long time ahead. Also, in terms of affordability, we need to remember that most people in the world with HIV are living in poor countries.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to think about equity here. We need to think about what's going to be possible in terms of actually getting something that is going to be applicable right across the board, and particularly where it's needed most, which is in sub-Saharan Africa.
Mm.
So a cure that only works for really, really rich people is not much of a cure.
Yeah, definitely.
But we don't even have that yet. We don't have anything like that yet.
Mm.
One person in the world has been cured of HIV. Do you know that story, Adrian?
I don't know. Please tell us.
Look, it's a fascinating one. His name is Timothy Ray Brown. Not only did he have HIV, he had basically a lethal form of leukemia.
Oh, wow.
He was going to, which was related to his immune suppression, he was going to have a bone marrow transplant, and his doctor was able to match him with a bone marrow donor who has a very rare genetic mutation that means that he's unable to be infected with HIV effectively.
Wow.
This is a very, very, very small number of people. So it's an astonishingly remote, you know, opportunity that presented here. And so he was he got this bone marrow donation, and you know, it was touch and go there for a while, as it is with these things. But he lived, and he has not been on antiretroviral therapy, and has not had any kind of viral rebound, and this is over a decade.
Okay, so that sort of happened, you know, 10 or so years ago?
Yeah, it happened in Berlin.
Oh, wow.
It was formerly known as the Berlin patient, and then he became activist about it and wanted to be known and, you know, to work for a cure for other people. He shows a cure is possible, which is fantastic, but obviously that kind of cure is not possible.
Yeah,
because for starters, you wouldn't subject someone to a bone marrow transplant unless they were going to die without it.
Yeah,
because the chances of that killing you are extremely high.